this morning. Are you all getting 6:30?
Yes.
Okay. We'll go ahead and welcome our residents to the September meeting of the Design Review Board. And I think you all most of you have been here before, and you understand that our DRB board attempts to assist property owners with making improvements to their properties, primarily areas that are seen from the street in historic districts and then our overlay districts. And we enjoy working with our citizens, and hopefully we're helpful to you during this process. And just to explain it a little bit here, to remind you, our secretary shortly, our acting secretary tonight, Mary Catherine, will read the application, and after which the applicant would come to this center lectern and then state your name and your address. And then if you have something you'd like to add, you're welcome to do so. But we may have questions as well. In the meantime, our board members are reviewing the minutes for the August meeting and the work session. And as soon as they are willing to make a motion, we'll approve or amend the minutes from last month.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes from last session.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Second.
Got a motion and second, and these are both work session and regular meeting, I believe. Are they not?
Yes.
Yeah.
They are.
Okay. Good. All in favor of approving the minutes as submitted, please raise your right hand.
Can I comment before we vote?
Yeah.
On page 4, under amended motion, is that from last month's meeting? I missed last month's meeting.
It is.
Well, it said that I made a second. I seconded the motion. Not sure that was me.
You remember Lott seconded the amended motion?
Yeah, well, if I wasn't here, I'm not sure I did that. Okay. Not saying that I'm opposed.
We need to go back and review. Okay. We'll review the minutes and see who made that second.
Okay.
We can do that. Okay, and then now the motion, I believe, was Josh.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. That was
about who did that. Strike. We remember Lott from that.
I don't remember.
I think we can still approve the minutes, but with that change.
I can't remember.
We'll have to go back and look at your and listen to your minutes.
As amended.
As amended.
As
that's
amended.
Fair. Right?
Yep.
Okay, now we'll...
I'll vote on that.
Now we'll vote to approve the minutes as amended. Raise your right hand. Good. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, now, Madam Secretary, I think we can begin the actual meeting. If I can find my agenda here.
Okay. The first item in new business for your review is application number CERH19006. This is the request for the demolition of a cinder block building and replacement with the construction of an accessory apartment. Mm-hmm. The proposed new apartment would be constructed of hardy plank siding, and they've selected a color to match the existing main house identically. And the roof will feature architectural shingles, again, to match the house roof, as well as Anderson 200 simulated divided light clad wood vinyl windows to match those used in the most recent addition to the main house. Mm-hmm. And the front door on the structure will be one of the Anderson 400 series and is a French door. The main house was constructed in approximately 1917, and this is a contributing property in the historic overlay district.
Good, thank you. And I think we have the applicant here.
Yeah, Sean Wolf.
Okay.
Sean Wolf, yeah.
And where do you live?
I live on Chestnut Brown Court.
Okay. Yeah, just so we've got the right show on the roof.
Yep.
Okay. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, I don't believe so. It was pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's just looking for a place to retire and either have someone stay there or she would stay there, is what the structure is being built for.
Yeah. And I think they've upgraded the house a number of times, but really apparently have not upgraded the little garage.
Correct.
Much.
Yeah, I did the house probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
We did a small addition to the back of the home,
mm-hmm,
and updated the master bath.
Right, right. Yeah, it's always been a well-kept little cottage, but I don't think the old garage has had the same attention.
Correct.
So it's probably time for that. Did you all have any questions you'd like to ask Mr. Wolf?
You know, during our work session, we talked about the height of the roof on the new cottage. It looks like it's spanning the 32-foot side of the house, so at a 12 to 8 pitch, it's going to be up, 11 foot, roughly?
Correct. Yeah.
Visually, you see a lot of roof. Did you ever think of putting the roof so we got a gable to the front? So we're expanding the short side of the...
We were just trying to match the house. So the house was done the same exact way, the same roof line and with a little porch on the front. So we were matching the cottage to look just like the house. That's why we did the roof line the way that it is, going from front to back.
And it looks like on the main house, it's only spanning 26 foot. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I didn't build that one originally. We added on to the back. So I don't know how long
it's been. I think it's on the plat, maybe.
Right. It's on the first.
If I can clarify, I don't know if you ever even discussed rotating that roof span. If you were building this out on a greenfield site, likely you would have spanned the narrow span and rather than the front to back. But since you're trying to duplicate, sort of replicate that other house, you're going the long way.
Yes, sir.
And I guess he's pointing out that where that's making the ridge is up higher than normal.
Yes. I would like to lower the roof pitch if I could.
Well,
to a 612.
Yeah, I think you did the right thing by mimicking the house. But I do think Chuck's right that we're going to get a lot of roof that's unintended consequences if we don't lower the pitch.
Yeah, the only reason I did it like that was to make it look really exactly like the house, but it would be better lowered. It's a lot of wasted space up there that nobody's going to use.
Yeah. Right.
So if I could do that, I could lower it to a 612, really.
I think 612 would look
lower than that.
Look a lot better.
Okay.
I mean, that way the height of the roof that you see is not going to be greater than the height of the house.
Yes, sir. You're exactly right. I think it would look a lot better if we did that.
And the owner not being here tonight, I don't believe it'd be hard to all of a sudden rotate their roof.
Right. I understand that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was just a concern. Actually, there's an ordinance, I believe, that if you do the math, make sure that you don't over exceed the other roof, because an accessory building isn't allowed to do that. And I think it's probably close.
Yeah.
Because you started out on the floor.
If we dropped it down, it would look a lot better.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Well, that we might could amend when we make the motion, if it's agreeable to you. And I think previously we talked about maybe raising the window head where you can to at least 7 foot 8, and then 8 feet if possible. We know you run into possibly some difficulty at the porch.
At the porch, yeah. I could put them all at 8 feet and then make the windows on the front, a 5 foot 4 window, and that would give me another 6 inches, and that would be it would be the same look that you're looking for, and it would really take away from
I think it'll really help the it's going to be nice. Those spaces are going to be very nice with 9 foot ceilings, but then if they have 7 foot head heights, you don't realize the full benefit of the ceiling height, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just came around to the porch, you know, that's why they lowered it to 7 to try to get it below the ceiling of the porch.
Yeah, that's a hard call.
I got a shorter wind in the front, which is not a problem. I have not ordered the windows yet, obviously, until y'all's got the y'all's approval. I'd give everything 8 foot and then do it just 5'4" in the front, and that would take care of everything.
That's the 5'4", are you talking about how far the window comes down close to the ground? Or are you talking about where your head
short,
like this?
Shorten the height of the window, you know, from a 6 foot window to 5'4".
But it still had the same header height, right?
Still had the same header height, but yeah, it would look, yeah, I guess you're right. It wouldn't help with the header height on the front porch. I'm still going to run into that no matter what I do on it, but I can lower those on the front and then do 8 on the sides if you like.
Mm-hmm. Or you could raise the porch up.
That's right.
I could raise the porch up, yeah, to make the
fit. So you could that would do a lot.
Yeah, I could raise the porch up. That would work out. Absolutely, yeah.
And do 8 foot header heights everywhere.
8 foot header heights.
It'd look more symmetrical if you did.
Yeah, I mean, I could just bring the soffits together on the porch.
Yeah.
If you want to do it that way.
Yeah, I think that would be a good. Because you really don't, you've got a relatively high eave height considering it's a slab on grade house, but then the porch comes so low. Again, there's that same 7 foot.
Yeah, and what we were trying to mimic was the front porch of the original house.
Yeah, and it's
they
7
did that. They dropped it below the roof, the main line.
Right, I see.
And so we were trying to mimic that on the house.
Yeah.
I could make all the soffits the same, which would actually be a taller roof on the front porch, which would be nice.
Yeah, I think it's okay. You don't have to exactly duplicate the front.
Correct.
In my mind, you don't.
Okay, yeah, I can make that even, raise that porch up and raise the windows up to 8 foot all the way around and change the height of the windows and all.
That's right. That's a little bit of an awkward intersection, as you know. You're a carpenter and a contractor, but that intersection where that hip goes up into a cornice, they did it by necessity because I guess the bearing height is up so high off the porch.
That's maybe a funky flashing right there where the two roofs go together.
Do you recall the ceiling height of the original house? Is it 10, probably?
Nah, I don't recall.
Maybe more.
Maybe a little more.
That's why that eave is so much higher than the porch.
I haven't been in the original structure since we did it 8 years ago, so I can't remember.
It looks like it has a higher ceiling height than the main house.
Yeah. Now, if these changes are amenable, we might just incorporate them into a motion if people can remember them.
We're just making recommendations.
I think they're great recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
I was just trying to modify, just match the house. So, I can raise that porch up, raise the windows up, and make a 6-12 roof. Would really look a lot better structure, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't trying to mimic a house. That's what I would do.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay, any other questions? None? Okay. Thank you, Sean. Thank you very much. I'm going to ask if others have any comments about this particular application. You're welcome to come forward and give your name. I don't see anybody that wants to come and speak. So we'll go ahead and have a motion and then vote here in a few minutes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Would somebody like to try to recapture the comments in one motion?
Okay, I'll try.
Okay.
And so, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to recommend that we approve the cottage, the guest cottage, as requested in the application, with a change that the roof pitch be lowered possibly to 6 so that we can reduce that visual, and also to raise up the window header heights to an average of around 8 feet. And with possible increase in the porch ceiling height in order to help accommodate that.
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Okay, good, good. I think that covered those concerns. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. We got a motion, second. Any discussion?
You know, I think the cottage is very appropriate designed. It looks good. It fits in with the neighborhood. You know, I think it's going to be a good addition to the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. And it pretty much simulates the materials used on the original house. I also believe that the original structure, the block structure that they're demolishing, was not a 1917 version of a carport. It was just a CMU concrete structure. So I don't think we have a great loss there with the demolition. So at any rate, we'll go ahead and vote. We've got a motion and second.
We also we noted the color and whatnot in there, but I forgot to ask Sean one question. Is it too late?
No, if he can come up and just so it gets on the record.
Mm-hmm. So, Sean, forgive me for calling you back up.
No problem.
The Anderson 200 simulated divided clad windows, do those have the exterior grills approved? But you know, permanently applied exterior grids to those.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Simulated divided light. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We just didn't talk about it.
That is relevant. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's right. I don't think we approved any. It's certainly not on contributing properties that don't have a permanent
grid, yeah.
Kind of grid on the outside.
It makes a big difference in the way it looks.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. So.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
So no good. Changes to that.
Good question. And we have a motion. You made the motion, and we had the second.
Right.
Okay. All in favor of the amended application, raise your right hand. Okay. Good. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
The item of new business is application CER D19001008. The applicant is requesting approval for the construction of an addition as well as the installation of a sculpture and two historical markers at 224 Lauren Street Southwest, which is the historic Dibble Library. And the addition will feature a stairwell, hoistway, entryway, permanent handicap accessible ramp, and a covered entrance to replace the existing bent and resting carport. And the materials that have been proposed will closely resemble those of the existing building in color and composition. The sculpture that is proposed is a lighted Adam sculpture that will be installed on a concrete slab foundation, and the two markers that are proposed are for, one is a historic chemical landmark and one is a historic neutrino landmark. And the original building was constructed in 1927.
Mr. Chairman, I'll have to recuse myself from this item.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then we have an applicant here, or a representative of the applicant. If you could give us your name and residence.
Yes, sir. My name is Justin Swanson. I reside at 1000 Hammond Road, Aiken, South Carolina.
Okay.
I have a business at 1204 Whiskey Road here in Aiken, South Carolina as well.
Okay. We had some discussion in the work session. Appreciate you all coming ahead of time to that. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
I do have. We discussed in our session previously, passing these around. May I approach?
Please, yeah.
There's just photographs of the sculptures that we received through the City of Aiken. And in addition to the sculpture, we also were talking about signage. One sign is guaranteed. We are receiving that. The other sign is a little up in the air, but we're pursuing both today with you, just so you don't have to come back through if that's okay. But there is a chance it will only be one sign marker, which would be the chemical sign marker. The neutrino sign marker may need to be relocated. We're waiting to find out.
It's currently at the chamber?
Exactly. Yes, very good.
Okay.
And it was hit by a car.
Oh, really?
Yeah, its location is a busy road, so we're sort of hoping that we can pull it over to its more appropriate location, which would be the museum.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to read over there. You really have to know what a neutrino is to
Exactly.
Appreciate it.
The breaks. Perhaps that's why I was hit. Someone just wanted to know too badly.
They were trying to read the small print.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I think that this is a much better location for it, but it still remains to be seen before we see both
Yeah. Okay. And I might as well just kind of lead into the comments we had in the work session, and primarily to do with the new addition. And I realize this is a reapplication.
Yes.
And we're glad to see you all back, and we're very glad that you all are going to be the homeowners or the tenants there of this nice little building, which needed some tender, loving care for a number of years. But it did appear to several of us that maybe a simpler addition for the it's literally a stairwell and elevator addition, kind of is what it is.
Exactly.
But trying to make it more than that almost is not a good replication of the original building, and cause attention to the addition maybe more than you need it to. If it were a whole new entrance that you're going to move to the rear, maybe it would need that kind of elaborate roof.
Yes.
But I really think most of us felt like this is a utilitarian kind of addition, and the simpler the better.
I agree.
So 100%. y'all were open to that discussion. So I think that maybe if the consensus was that if it could have a flat roof with slight slope, obviously, but and maybe needs to be the height that is required to allow for adequate structure. It doesn't have to be an exact match.
Yes, sir.
To that current parapet, that might be more appropriate and actually a more natural kind of an addition. So,
Mr. Lott had used the wording as needed for function on that flat roof, surpassing the existing flat roof plate height.
Yes.
I agree. I think that's going to add to the look and function of the building.
Mm-hmm. And then we had a little discussion over whether you maintain the gable. I personally think that there's not, even the front is the seashell.
Yes, sir.
Little interesting
seashell stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
they don't do it like that anymore.
No, they don't. Even occur to them. But there's not really a gable on the building now, a gable.
That's correct.
So that's why even the little porch on the back doesn't necessarily need to be a gable either. And it may be that it can be simpler. New and improved version of what's there now, maybe.
Yes, sir.
But that's another thought. I was just saying, it could be less expensive than ordering trusses and shingles and all. But it's up to your board. We'll see how the rest of the board members here. I say up to this board, but also your board.
Oh, yes, sir.
Is that your board right there?
It is. This is the executive director, Mr. Joseph, and his wife, who are currently the stewards of the museum. We did discuss these modifications based on our previous meeting, and it is our goal to appease the DRB. And as long as we are meeting all conditions, we feel that we're still improving upon the building and meeting our goals.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, as you brought up already, the main goal of doing this addition is for function of the building. The main entrance will still, of course, be on the historic side.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you see here is to help us with exhibits, help us mm-hmm. with getting ADA compliance to the rest of the building, and to allow for ADA compliance to the upstairs as well.
And you reiterated that you actually need access for exhibits to be brought
exactly
brought in through that new rear entrance. So, at any rate, were there any other comments or questions about it? I guess the brick will be as close a match as you can get.
Yes, sir. We would like to scratch and match brick, mortar, everything mm-hmm. that we can.
Okay.
Keep it as close to the original mm-hmm. as possible,
yeah.
which, as you well know, is always a little bit of a juggling act.
Right, that's right.
We have faith in our contractor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think I'm going to make the same comment that we made about the gable, the new gable being sort of a poor imitation of the original parapet gable, but the same thing with the color of brick. You know, I would look at your brick. This is personal here, and if it's a close but not exact, I might make it a little bit more different.
I see.
And try to make it blend. To be a bad match.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I think so. I mean, it's obviously an addition. It should look like an addition.
Yeah. It's okay to acknowledge it's an addition.
Right.
That's a great point. So more appropriate to go for a difference in look than a ill-fitted match.
Ill-fitted match is what we don't want. Right.
The match is obviously the best choice, but
yeah.
And so that's something I imagine we can coordinate with a contractor during building, perhaps see some samples, the match.
Oh, yeah, they'll come to the building and look at the brick and then obviously provide you several different samples.
Sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had a similar issue in New Wellington when we did the town hall, and I believe it was Boyle came out with some samples.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They actually had to replace it because once it's set, the color was a little off. So it is our goal to make sure that we make it as appropriate as possible. As you know, the stewards of the building now are interested in making this a good-looking addition. We definitely want it to look better than it currently does.
Yeah, it can be improved, but I don't think it has to be the Taj Mahal.
Yes, sir.
Unless you're going to spend the money they used at the Taj Mahal.
I prefer not to.
Okay. Any other questions? Then we'll see if anyone would like to speak. Yes, we have a question.
Can the base of the Adam be painted? Can that galvanized steel be painted?
Oh, you know, that's something we could discuss with the board. I imagine if that is a requirement by the DRB, we'd be happy to comply.
Well, I don't think it's a requirement, but I just think it would look nicer and match the posts of the other, and the downspouts are painted.
The same color, perhaps?
Yeah.
I think the gold...
Not the Adam, but just the base part.
Just the base, the metal, the galvanized steel. I believe that the goal of keeping it the galvanized steel look was to keep with the industrial look of the history of SRS and winning the Cold War and things of that nature. Also, it's atoms in space, and I think it's supposed to somewhat resemble the satellites that we're currently using, power that was generated at SRS, Cassini probe, etc., that looks comparable to this. So I think they were trying to make it look a little comparable to the current probes that we're using in space and also the industrial look. Yes,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
If I may,
please do.
Quickly on that one. The sculpture is really not intended to match in any way the structure. The structure, when people drive by or walk by, what they see is the old Dibble Library building, and it looks the same way it's looked since 1926. And when we were talking about getting a sculpture from the Aiken Through Art Project, we said we want a sculpture that will tell folks that, yes, the building looks the same, but there is something unique and different inside. So we're trying to put that message out. And so the sculpture is deliberately different from the building. It's not painted. It is galvanized. It will be shiny. And in the little subatomic particles on it are brass, as they in their rotational orbits. So it will look different from anything that is associated with the building, and it's deliberately that way.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that that clarifies it.
So the base is actually part of the sculpture, it's not just holding it.
Yes, that the base is a representation. If you're a Buck Rogers fan, as I am,
by the way,
from the old comic strips, you'll see that the Buck Rogers fins that come out like this on the rockets. Yes, it is intended to evoke a rocket ship, with the atom at its pinnacle.
Yeah, I can see her point where if that's a base sort of with a rocket reference. But yeah, it could be a bronze, and then that actually enhances the atom model. But I guess it's y'all's sculpture, and we don't approve art really. But I see. I know what you're saying, that the base.
I see what you.
It might, yeah, actually enhance the atom part if the base were. A darker color.
I can discuss it with the sculptor. I will not guarantee his acquiescence.
I'm good with your explanation.
He may have very strong feelings about it.
I'm good with your explanation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Thank you for the suggestion.
Okay, good. Thank you. Yeah, really glad y'all are moving forward. And
on a side note, I would like to just thank the board for your time, and thank you for all your assistance again. I've worked with many municipalities, as I'm sure many of you have, and I'm always happy to be back here at home in Aiken. We do it right here.
Yeah,
so thank you.
We try anyway. And this way, Mary Catherine's had the opportunity to actually review this. She would have missed it if y'all had gone forward last time. Now, I'll go ahead then, and thank you, Justin. I just have to officially ask if anyone, I see we have one more.
Thank you.
One more audience member back there, but I don't see if he has a comment at this point, so we'll go ahead and have a motion if that's okay.
Sure. Let me do this one. Okay. The Mr. Chairman, I'd like to recommend that we approve the motion for the new addition and the signage as stated in the application, with the modification to the gable roof on the back, that be made into a flat roof of appropriate height to accommodate what they need inside in terms of ceiling height and elevator capacity.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, and I think the rest of it is as submitted.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
We talked about it, but I don't think we get. But yeah, we did not talk about changing the gable on the porch. We talked about it.
We said that would be their option, and I think we probably should include in the motion a provision for how they would resubmit. I don't know that, but you've pretty much captured it as a very simple modification to the application. But I think it would be good for them to submit the
revised
drawings. Yeah,
to eliminate the back to a flat roof?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that I agree. That would be good to have that.
And at that point, they can, for administrative review, because it really doesn't match. It'll hopefully match our motion, but we'll have a drawing.
Yeah, I agree.
That'll help them too. See, is it two feet higher?
Yeah.
I think I was the one who just made a personal comment that the little canopy might be more appropriate as a also relatively flat and not a gable. But we'll see how that, you can do what you want to.
I wouldn't address it at all, but yeah. If you'd like me to change the motion to address it, I can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would agree. If it's okay with the board, our board would also wish to keep the small gable over the porch, at least until we see the new elevations. Once modified, perhaps when we see the new flat roof, okay. We'll wish to continue with perhaps a shed or a flat roof over that area.
Well, let's put the motion in to allow that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I'd like to amend my motion to also give them the option to change the porch roof to a shed or some other roof configuration on that, and that all of those changes be submitted to the city for administrative approval of the final design.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And then that will not require an additional view.
No.
Second.
Okay. Motion second. Any discussion?
No.
All right, good. Okay, all in favor of the our application as it's been amended, please raise your right hand. Okay, it's approved. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, I think that's all we have for tonight, so we'll go ahead and have a motion to adjourn. And thank you. Okay.
Thank you. 5 hours later, we can go ahead.